about COVID confusion this Christmas. That'll be coming up. But first, the most incredible story I want to share with you now. The first detailed account has emerged of how the final 12 missionaries kidnapped in Haiti have made their way to freedom. It came as Christian Aid Ministries held a news conference in Ohio. Glyn Jones from our Premier News team has been following the story. Good morning, Glyn. This is an incredible story, isn't it? Talk us through it.
It is, Esther. It all started back in mid-October. You were just talking about the shortest day. Remember, those were the days of lighter evenings 2 months ago. And news broke that a group of missionaries, Americans and a Canadian, had been kidnapped in Haiti, which is a very troubled country, very violent, a breakdown of law and order. The missionaries had been visiting an orphanage, which they support, their organisation, Christian Aid Ministries. And at the news conference where these new details emerged, Weston Showalter took us back to that day when the two-month hostage ordeal started, just after that group had left the orphanage.
They were coming up a road, and they saw a roadblock ahead of them, and they attempted to turn around and go the other direction. And as they did that, a pickup truck came after them and passed and cut over in front of them and held them there. And that is when they became aware that they were being held or were being kidnapped. Gang members surrounded the van, as I understand, and then they placed a vehicle in front and a vehicle behind and quickly escorted them going very, very fast out of that area.
How scary is that? And over the weeks, those people were held. Five hostages were released. We don't know why or how those five were released, but 12 remained, including the youngsters. Now, the group included children and a baby girl. They were taken by the kidnapped gang to a room, small room, 10 feet by 12 feet. Imagine that, with 17 of them initially. Not even enough room for everybody to lie down and sleep. Some of them had to stand through the night. And the news conference was told they were moved from place to place repeatedly. It was also told how their faith and trust in God sustained them as October turned into November and their ordeal continued.
About halfway through their time in captivity, the hostages set up an around-the-clock prayer schedule, with the hostages taking turn praying for a half hour during the day and an hour during the night. One hostage would pray for his time slot, then he would hand the watch to the next, who would take their turn. Even through the night, they prayed while fighting sleep, and then passed the watch on, continuing in prayer.
So after the five were released, 12 remained. The hostages are said to have felt that good was battling evil, that the forces of light were battling the forces of darkness. And at this news conference, Weston Showalter told us that a plan started to take shape. They started to talk about escape. But the missionaries looked for some very specific signs from God and wouldn't put it into action without seeing those specific signs.
They made plans as they could, but ultimately placed their situation in God's hands, depending on Him for protection and guidance. When they sensed the timing was right, they found a way to open the door that was closed and blocked, filed silently to the path that they have chosen to follow, and quickly left the place that they were held, despite the fact that numerous guards were close by. They also followed the sure guidance of the stars as they journeyed through the night, traveling toward safety. This group included a married couple, a 10-month-old baby, a 3-year-old child, a 14-year-old girl, a 15-year-old boy, 4 single men, and 2 single women. At times, they said, yes, there were times that was thick brambles, very difficult to maneuver through, but at other times, it felt like God had prepared a path before them. After a number of hours of walking, day began to dawn, and they eventually found someone who helped them make a phone call for help. They were finally free. Finally free. Thanks be to God.
There you are, Esther. You know, remarkable story of faith. The news conference was shown pictures of the former hostages, the former kidnap victims gathered back now in North America. Christian Aid Ministries say it was prayer and Christian songs that sustained and guided them as that ordeal went from days to weeks to those 2 months. And they were said to have found particular comfort in the words of Psalm 24 and a musical, a song, a Christian song setting of that, the angel of the Lord. So back home now, there was a video clip of the Haitian hostages gathered together once more to sing together that song that they'd sung over and over during their captivity. And if you see this photo, it's like a missionary photo of 17 missionaries gathered, one of them holding little baby, this 10-month-old little girl, in her arms as they sing, as they did during their time in Haiti.
Angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Glenn Jones, thank you for bringing us that incredible story. That is the missionaries who've been released from Haiti singing something from Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord. Glenn, this is an incredible story. I mean, it sounds like a story straight from the Bible, doesn't it? An incredible escape. I cannot imagine how 12 people could tiptoe through the bush carrying a baby and not be discovered, not to have people chase after them. I mean, did they talk about feeling that they were protected by God while they were doing that?
Very much so. I mean, they admitted they were really scared, that there was uncertainty and fear. They said they were grateful to God for the fact that none of them were attacked or injured by the people who'd taken them captive. Haiti, a very violent country, kidnappings commonplace. Port-au-Prince, very dangerous for Westerners, and these people were out visiting the orphanage. But no, I mean, at this news conference, there were repeated examples of how it was prayer, singing songs like that version of Psalm 34, and trusting in God. But as you say, you know, the image of clutching that 10-month-old baby girl in darkness with the moonlight, making their way through scrubland in Haiti, not really, well, not knowing the landscape, not knowing where they were, but the sense that trust in God would see them through. And as you say, you know, you just, it's beyond words, isn't it?
Yeah, I really would love to hear more about it. I'm sure they'll be telling more details and perhaps publishing a book or something, because these stories just encourage us, don't they? But also, I don't know about you, Glenn, stories like this make me realise, you know, we talk a lot about persecuted church, persecuted Christians on the programme and right across Premier. It's something very close to our hearts as a station. But just how dangerous it is sometimes to be called by God into dangerous and difficult situations. It's life-threatening stuff, and we need to make sure we're praying for missionaries and aid workers and development workers all over the world, don't we, for their protection in some of the most difficult and dangerous places in the world. Thank you, Glenn, for bringing us that this morning. And do continue to pray for them as they readjust to life after such a traumatic experience. Let's have another version of Psalm 34 now from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.